We have got a special guest joining us now, Wendy Liebman. How you doing?
Hey.
And you're performing over at the Improv.
At Fantasy Springs.
You know, I gotta say, I mean, you probably hear this a lot because I know I hear it a lot. Apparently, I sound like I'm 6 foot tall, but I'm not. You know, on TV, you do look much taller.
People say I look taller on TV. Yes. I'm like, that's because I'm standing on a TV. But I'm 5'2". I don't know how people fly anymore because it's the seats on the plane, they're small for me.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'2", right? Like, you have to do yoga to fit in those seats. And I've tried, my friend Carl teaches yoga.
Uh-huh.
And he said when you do yoga, you could reach an altered state of consciousness. And I'm like, it's so much easier just to drink. And then put my leg behind my neck like that. Way too much information. Can I guess who the dead guy in the envelope is?
Oh, you have a guess for dead guy in the envelope?
Yeah, I can't win anything, right? But
no, go ahead.
We'll
let you throw one out there. I can't tell you if it's right or wrong, but I'll let you throw it out there.
Houdini?
He was guessed.
Already guessed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, he wouldn't be in the envelope anymore.
He would have got out. Exactly.
Did you do that joke already?
Yeah, that was a good one though.
You know.
Now, Wendy's been everywhere. I mean, okay, first of all, you've won some awards, of course. 96, weren't you the...
Wow. You did your homework.
Yeah, hey, I got to.
I won that, and... But I'm at the Fantasy Springs this weekend.
That's right. Tonight and tomorrow. In fact, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to tomorrow night's 10 o'clock show. You definitely want to check her out while she's there. The other comedians that are with you.
David Gee.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The best Jack Nicholson impersonation you've ever seen. And Scott Kennedy, he's been performing for the troops in Iraq, and he's back now, and he's awesome.
Now, I got a question for you.
What?
You're educated. I mean, you're not like one of these run-of-the-mill smart-ass comedians. Run-of-the-mill smart-ass comedians you find anywhere. They're just basically, you know, class clowns who ended up finding a job in radio. But you, on the other hand, you've got a degree in psychology.
Yeah, but I got a degree in psychology, and then I went right into therapy. And my therapist said I was sarcastic and in denial. And I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. But can you come to my show? That's a great laugh.
Thank you.
But I minored in English, you know, because I'm a writer. I write, mm-hmm. I write, they're mostly Czechs. But they tend to be fiction. But... Izzy, what is going on in this room here? It's electrifying. I need this kind of energy in the casino.
That's right. Fantasy Springs, the Improv, you got tonight. You got two shows tonight.
One show tonight.
I'm sorry. I'm always trying to add shows on. Two shows tomorrow night.
And then door to door around the hotel.
So get a room.
You know, they put me up in the honeymoon suite.
Really?
Yeah, I think so because there are some newlyweds in there. And a mirror on the ceiling. But the mirror turned out to be a two-way. And you need some sleep or a Valium right over there.
Oh, man.
I love the desert here.
You do?
They say when you're in this climate, you should drink a lot of water with your scotch. Because you need to hydrate a little extra. But I'm in fantasy. I'm in a fantasy here right now.
That's right. Over at the Improv, gonna see her tonight. And would you be willing to play a little game with us?
Sure. Dead lady in the envelope.
No, we want to play a game with it's called Three Questions with a Hot Chick.
And where is she?
Well, okay. We'll let you play the part.
Okay. All right. Three questions
with Wendy Liebman. You want to play? Call right now.